We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story spectacular.
Double, 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 double feature.
It's a story spectacular double feature. Today's stories are The Flea Circus, and What Will I Be? If you enjoy this buzzworthy episode, be sure to subscribe to Story Spectacular on your podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the bug-tacular show you can take on the go. Listen along in your Volkswagen Bug while you're buzzing around some honeysuckle, or even while you're practicing your flea circus act. I'm your host, Angie. Today's show is a double feature with two spectacular stories. First, we will visit a magnificent miniature flea circus. I wonder what sorts of tiny triumphs we will see. Let's begin our flea nominal story now.
Step right up and grab your magnifying glass to watch the greatest show on earth. It's time for the Flea Circus! I'm your ringmaster, Raleigh, the fabulous flea in the top hat. For our first act, we have Zippy, a very coordinated flea riding a unicycle. Hey, Zippy, where did you find such a tiny unicycle anyway?
Well, I picked it up from a flea market, of course.
Haha, of course! And now look, Zippy is zipping along on his unicycle while juggling three green peas. Amazing! Up next, we have VZ, the very brave fly tamer.
Easy now.
Wow, VZ, how are you going to tame such a ferocious beast?
Well, naturally, I'm going to use a flea collar.
Look at her go! She lassoed the flea collar around that ferocious fly with the greatest of ease. Now it's time for Waddle, the tightrope walking flea. Here comes Waddle now, holding a toothpick for balance while attempting to walk across the tightrope. Don't fall, Waddle. Wait, it looks like he has an itch he wants to scratch. Steady, Waddle, you're almost there. Whoop, whoop, he made it across. That was flea-nominal. Up next, it's Golly attempting the high dive. Golly will jump from the incredible height of 2 inches into the pool of water. Drum roll, please.
Whee!
Golly gee, that sure was one giant flea hop into the water. Here comes Boomer, the flying flea, and his miniature cannon. Say, Boomer, I didn't think fleas could fly.
Well, I may not have wings, but this cannon will send me soaring.
Ready? One, two, flea, go! Would you look at that? Boomer flew right out of the circus tent. For our fantastic flea circus finale, we have Topsy and Flopsy, the incredible trapeze twins. Look at them go!
They float through the air with the greatest of ease, the daring young fleas on the flying trapeze. Their actions are graceful, our fleas they do please, and my heart they have stolen away. Float through the air with the greatest of ease, the daring young fleas on the flying trapeze. Our actions are graceful, our fleas we do please, and your hearts we have stolen away.
They're swinging, they're soaring, they're flipping, they're tipping. Such amazing acrobats. Let's hear it for the fleas on the trapeze. Let's hear it for all the fantastic fleas. That's all for the flea circus. I'm your ringmaster, Raleigh, the fabulous flea in the top hat. I hope to flea you all again real soon.
What a fantastic flea circus. That certainly was the best miniature show I've ever been to. If you love extraordinary stories, you may enjoy reading an extraordinary book. Ordinary books are for reading and looking at pictures, but this is no ordinary book. This is an extraordinary book. Available for Kindle and paperback at storyspectacular.com/books.
Raleigh G, that sounds extraordinary.
Now we're going to hear from another fabulous friend. It's time for Animail, where we read listener mail from our animal friends.
Animail!
This Animail comes from our listener, Chloe the Koala. Chloe writes, "Dear Angie and friends, my name is Chloe, and I'm a koala. I live in Australia in a eucalyptus forest. I'm writing because I just heard the episode Fly Home, Birdie. This story reminded me of my good bird friend. She's a magpie named Maggie. She comes to visit Australia every winter. We even have picnics together, too. Maggie the magpie loves pie. Her favorite pie to make is Lily Pilly pie. It goes great with a glass of iced eucalyptus tea. Thanks again for the show. I can't wait to hear more episodes of Story Spectacular. Sincerely, Chloe the Koala." Thanks for the listener mail, Chloe. Looking forward to reading more Animail from our animal listeners soon. We had a tiny yet triumphant show. We went to the Flea Circus, the most stupendous small show around. We also heard from our listener, Chloe the Koala, and learned about another fabulous friendship. I think little creatures are simply flea-nominal.
Story Spectacular! Double, 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 double feature!
For our second story, we will meet a little bumblebee. I wonder what sorts of spectacular things this bee could be when it grows up. Let's begin our sweet story now. What will I be? I'm a little bumblebee. I don't even have my wings yet, but someday I will grow up, I will have my wings, and I will fly outside of the beehive. I wonder what sort of bee I will be. I could be a dancer bee. My little bee dances will tell the others where to find the best flowers.
Buzz, 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 buzz.
I could be a flower bee who flutters from blossom to blossom, collecting pollen to bring to the honey makers.
Buzz.
Or maybe I'll become a honeybee. I would work very hard with the other honeybees to turn the pollen into delicious, sweet honey.
Buzz, buzz.
Perhaps I'll be a buzzing bee who guards the hive. Nosy little bears better not come too close, or I may have to tell them to buzz off.
Buzz, buzz.
What if I become a drone bee?
Buzz, 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 buzz.
I would race against the other drone bees to prove to the queen that I'm the mightiest bee of all. Maybe I could even become the Royal Highness herself, the queen of all the bees. Who knows? I might even marry a fly.
Buzz, buzz.
Many wonderful things that I could be someday when I grow up. But for now, I'm just happy to be a little bumblebee.
Buzz, buzz.
What a swell story about a little bumblebee. What do you want to be when you grow up? Perhaps you will be a beekeeper.
Buzz.
Now, let's welcome back to the show our jokester friend, Digger the Dog.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
Hi, Digger.
Hey, everybody. I have a whole bunch of jokes about bees today. So let's get buzzing. What is another name for a hornet?
I don't know. What is another name for a hornet?
A wannabe. What kind of haircut did the bee ask for from the barber?
What kind of haircut did the bee want?
A buzz cut. What do bees like to chew?
What do they like to chew?
Bumble gum. What did the mama bee say to the naughty baby bee?
Uh-oh, what did the mama bee say to the baby bee?
Beehive yourself! What is a bee's favorite kind of music?
What is a bee's favorite music?
Bebop! Why did the bee get married?
Why did the bee get married?
Because the bee found its honey.
Aw, that's so sweet. Those were some very buzzworthy bee jokes, Digger. Come back again to share even more jokes with us soon.
Goodbye for now.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
Today's show was all abuzz with bees.
Buzz, 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 buzz.
We heard about a little bumblebee and imagined all of the things the bee could be. We also sang a sweet bee song about a bug wedding. And to top it all off, we heard some stinging jokes about bees from Digger the Dog. I love talking about bees and I hope to learn even more.
Story Spectacular.
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To learn how you can be a part of the show and hear your voice, go to storyspectacular.com. While you're there, you can sign up for the Story Squad and get a free ebook of Digger's daily routine, plus song downloads and printable activity pages. You can also shop for books and spectacular gear. All that and more when you visit storyspectacular.com. Thanks for tuning in to this awesome insect double feature. I hope you have a bugtacular day. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye for now.
Come back soon.